Okay, thank you. I just wanted to add some words about the situation with civil society organizations, as well as about the article on incitement to hatred, which was mentioned, if I understand correctly. And I would like to mention that this article actually exists, but it's actively used as a tool of political repression against the human rights defenders and any dissenters. And one human rights defender, women human rights defender, was charged under this article for writing a report about the situation with anarchist community in Belarus and sentenced to 7 years of imprisonment under the article of incitement to hatred. Yes, and it's actively used against the those who freely express their opinion. And as for the situation with human rights, and not only with civil society organizations, it is quite difficult in Belarus. And in addition to liquidations, which was mentioned during our speeches, there are various forms of repressions used against the civil society organization. It's raids, inspections, warnings, blocking of website, recognizing their materials or the organizations itself as extremists, and so on. And the procedure of registering new organizations is extremely difficult and allows authorities to arbitrarily deny undesirable associations. And in addition, the article on the establishing criminal responsibility for organizing and participating in an unregistered organization was introduced again after being in an administrative code, and one case exists, one case of the criminal persecution based on this article against the former head of the forcibly liquidated public charitable organization Krodno Children's Hospice. Yes, thank you. And the answers on the questions about social protection, domestic violence, and sexual and reproductive health will be provided in writing or during our private meetings. Thank you.